If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
In South Africa, we have got a restorative justice system. What that means is we will not suspend any human rights for a prisoner, and instead we'll try and rehabilitate a prisoner so that they can reintegrate into society. As you can imagine, that's a costly exercise. It takes time. It takes resources. I mean, what other option is there? Let's say, for example, it's a very, very, very extreme example. Mm-hmm. If you were to execute a person, it ends there. Mm-hmm. You don't bear any cost further. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. The last report that I read, I think, was from 2021 or 2022. We spend about 163,000 rand on prisoners, each individual prisoner per annum.
Per head.
Yeah. And then, as you will have seen late last year and early this year, that there are now more foreign nationals in prison than there are South Africans. So the foreign nationals outnumber the South Africans. I think it was about 6-4. So 60% are foreign nationals and then 40% are South Africans. When you consider all of that, you then got to look at it and go, boy, this is a costly exercise. How best can we reduce this cost? And Department of Correctional Services has come up with, I guess, a new diet for prisoners. I just saw a picture of it and I was like, whoa. You got a little lotta, ne papa. Hello, Mile.
No, man.
Yeah, I saw that. That's a picture I saw. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're having this everywhere, but that's a picture I saw.
So, Singamako Ngumalo says, breakfast will consist of porridge with sugar, 2 slices of brown bread and coffee. Lunch will be 5 slices of brown bread with peanut butter and juice. And supper will be beef curry with vegetables and steamed pumpkin. So it's not.
But the picture I saw, the quote mountain was the lack of a little lot.
That was deliberate.
That was deliberate
misinformation to almost
rage baiting.
Yeah. So they wanted to almost put them under pressure to decide to go against that whole new diet plan. But it's not the proper diet plan.
Anyway, you were saying.
So I've never been to prison. I don't know what prison food is like. Mm. But I've always assumed that prison food is not good. And I don't know about nutritional value, but you obviously need to keep people alive, right? Now, what Mpo has just described does not sound bad at all.
No.
I've got to ask, can Bebe land before?
That's what I want to know.
Bebe be 7 colors hey, before.
Or maybe the slices of bread were more.
Hey, 5 slices, guys, is strong. Trust me, 4 slices as umjita was grand. I would say suits, but most of them beyond that. Also, when you're in prison with little pants, you're not like using up that energy, bro.
Are you not walking up and down?
They do.
Yeah.
They do woodwork and some recreational activities.
Yeah,
some
really. And farming. In Mpumalanga, most of them, the food that they would have eaten would have been food that they farmed, so they'd be busy the whole day in the field. And looking after the pigs because they had a pig farm. It used to actually work out for them when they were farming their own food, you know. So of late, I think some of those farms have been sold or they haven't been well maintained. But yeah, it was false information, as Singamako Ngumalo stated, that there's no such thing. But I think it was good for entertainment. Everybody laughed at the whole porridge and one egg. But realistically speaking, South Africa has an obligation to look after prisoners, even those awaiting trial. So, and it goes back to our own act, because we had the Correctional Services Act, which was promulgated in 2004.
Yes.
And that basically created a human rights-based framework for South Africa's prison system. So we cannot run away from that. We have an obligation to ensure that they're well fed insofar as nutrition is concerned, and medically they're treated whenever anything happens.
But here's the problem, though.
Wait, before you go on.
Okay.
You know who made sure that we never experienced any issues when you were still alive regarding this?
Mm-hmm.
Gavin Watson.
Okay.
Gavin Watson's prisons were very well run. Obviously, he had lots of contracts. They used to handle catering. They used to handle security upgrades. They used to handle monitoring and security. So basically cameras, etc. and so on. So the IT side of it. They used to handle all of that. And there were no complaints. Now, I know that we always speak about insourcing. I know that we always speak about the government should be in control of certain sectors. But in South Africa, the prison sector actually is not controlled by the government at all. It's always the private sector that gets involved.
Mm.
We saw the story with
Thabo Bester.
100%.
Mm. Mm.
Now, Mpo, you had something to say.
So I was going to say, here's the problem, right? So just last week, we were talking about the budget and finding places where we're going to sort of try and find money and so on and so forth. Unfortunately, if this is one of those places where we can find money, save something, you know, and in certain instances, even encourage prisoners to be more subsistent in terms of taking care of their own nutrition, then what are we complaining about? Because there are so many people who wake up every single day, wake up at 4-3 in the morning to be at work at 8, leave, get home at like 8-9 at night, who do not eat like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
100%.
So that's where, for me, the disparity is like, guys, sometimes when you hear things like this and people are complaining, but you have a meal, even though you've committed a crime, it becomes a bit morally problematic.
That's why some people say it's actually an incentive to commit crime, because you can live a better life in prison than some people are living out of prison.
A lot of South Africans don't even have 3 meals a day. And I get it that the whole justice system is restorative. People need to be rehabilitated. But we've got people in the country who live on 370 rands a month. Lelo papa neqanda is maybe the only meal that they're going to have. So for me, I feel like as long as their dietary requirements and nutrition is met, and not all balanced meals look scrumptious. Some balanced meals look dry and uncomfortable to eat, but your body will be sustained. That's it. If you're in prison, you're there. You're not eating for taste, man. You're eating for sustenance because you are in prison.
So now when you consider everything we put before you and the fact that majority of the people in there are not South African citizens, how do you feel this matter should be handled? Give us a shout. 086-000-00959. Hey, it's difficult to govern. Klezengisho, it's sneep up and fleece me.
I see what you did.
Yo, I'm Sizwan. I'm talking about beef car. I'm going to buy a beef car. Hi, man. I'm going to 2 days without food. That's why we even stopped with this Ed to Run for Hope thing.
That's funny. You see, that you can't do. You definitely cannot starve people for a number of days as a form of punishment. It just doesn't work that way. But, you know, one thing that I think we should mention is that hospitals need to feed their patients as well. And hospital food is sometimes worse than prison food, from what I've seen. Do you see? And those are people that have done no wrong. They are just ill.
True.
So what of that? Tepiso in Midrand.
Hi, Caesar. Hi, everyone. Caesar, I've always had a problem with our constitution and our laws as an attorney as well. Because this thing of a rehabilitative constitution and obviously human dignity ties in with all of this, right?
Yes.
So I think we should obviously employ what the president of El Salvador did. We've got a huge crime problem in this country, and we shouldn't make our prisons luxurious, you see. We should make it that you don't want to go to prison, not you want to go to prison for survival, you know. And it's a huge problem. This also ties in with why we don't have the death penalty, because of human dignity and whatnot, and now people live luxurious life in prison. We should, the people that drafted our constitution as it is, are people from prison, some of them. Because
okay.
They're like, no.
So wait, let me just interject, because we're going to run out of time here. We need to go to news soon. As an attorney, you obviously understand that our constitution was drafted in light and with the context of our history in mind, right?
100%, yes.
And because people used to get so ill-treated in prison that human rights in general used to get trampled on. And that's why we had the type of constitution that we have.
100%, but it's being abused today.
Yes, and so now are you saying that we should do away with those human rights observations?
We should re-look at them, revisit them, and how we can apply them today.
Okay, now let me ask you one last question before you go. To use your own words again as an attorney, you said our current constitution is being abused. Who's to say that once we go for another constitution which is more punitive, that will not be abused either?
Well, there's no guaranteeing that, but we're fixing the current problem. You see,
But should you not err on the side of caution? Because, for example, to abuse a punitive system means lives will be lost and a lot more damage. Whereas here, I guess to abuse this kind of system, it just means people get pampered. The results are very different.
I don't think eating an egg, a life will be lost for eating one egg.
But you said you want to go back to a prison system, or rather you want to go to a prison system which is more punitive, like El Salvador.
No. I said we should look at what's going on that side. You see, take some notes that side. Not making glamorous for people to go there, or make it luxurious or comfortable for them to go there. Yes, we have to look after them, but then let's not make it comfortable for people to be there.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Midrand, who happens to be an attorney, let us know what your thoughts are. We'll take all your calls. 086-000-00959.
Before I go,
yes.
I sort of agree with, was it Tsepiso?
Yes.
I feel like, and it's something that South Africans have spoken about so many times, the way the Constitution is geared towards almost seeming as though it protects those who are criminals or those who, commit criminal activities. It's almost not discouraging crime. It's almost like it encourages you to be a criminal because you get treated better. There's no punitive measures against you. You go to prison. So even the crime in the country, sometimes it feels as though it will never really go down because there's nothing to fear about going to prison. Nothing.
Well, so we're going to be long, but it's fine. Generally, the Constitution doesn't protect criminals. The Constitution protects everybody, criminals alike.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why perhaps you feel that way. Another thing is, we had a tweet that asked, why is it that foreign nationals who get arrested in the country don't get deported? Well, that's because they escape accountability that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you've done something and you're supposed to serve 25 years and we just send you back home, that's not punishment.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to ensure that you serve your 25 years.
And if you're here illegally, chances are you're going to come back anyway.
100%. But yeah, it's one of those things where, unfortunately, in order to achieve equality, you've got to treat everybody in the same manner. But in so doing, there are then other people that get the benefits of that. It's the same thing as the economy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When we speak of the economy and people get treated equally, those that were previously advantaged remain previously advantaged. And then those that were previously disadvantaged continue to live in squalor because we're treating everybody equally. That's why you need some kind of affirmative action, even within how you implement these things. And when it comes to sentencing, the judges always look at your history and then they'll sentence you accordingly.
Mm.
So they'll go, well, Mpo, you grew up in a household where you had no parents, for example.
Mm.
We're not saying what you did was right, but we can understand how society led you to this point. And so as a result, you should serve less time. Mitigating circumstances.
Well, you know, these prisoners forget because they're not in a hotel. They're in a rehabilitation center. It's going to rehabilitate them. They must give them half an egg until they get out. This way, they can make sure they don't go back again. In prison, like they must go. Yeah.
That's funny.
Let them do work for what they eat. So let's train them, give them skills to do farming and to do livestock farming and all of that so that they are able to sustain themselves. Also that we spend as minimal as possible. That way, they will sort of giving them skill at the very same time, let them live off their own work.
So the US does do that. But there's a term for labor without compensation. What's that term, Saul?
Slavery.
100%.
Yo, Mafit, lapha ejele kuyadliwa, Mafit. Kuyadliwa. Ubhuti wami no babo mncane wami basebenza khona ejele, ama prison wardens. Bahlinza izinkomo like 4 to 5 a day, sheep 6 to 10, ingulube like 6 to 10, like imfuyo like hlinzwa njalo neinkukhu. Hey, ukudla okulapha na bafithi, hey kumnandi lapha bayadla, ayikho lento le yabo amapapa namaqanda, ilento le ebhalwe phansi kodwa lapha ngaphakathi ziyabuya bafithi, ziyabuya baze bakubuyele na inyama, bathi na inyama ihlinzwa njalo.
Yeah. So I've got a friend, a fellow farmer, who owns an abattoir. And one of his contracts is to supply meat to basically prisons.
Whoa.
Bruh, when I'm telling you hundreds of millions a year, that's how much he makes. So you are not wrong.
Hospital foods are meant not to heal people. We don't put spices in our food because most people come with health problems. And yes, the food doesn't taste well, but if you eat it, it nourishes your body without all those additives. The prisoners are getting luxury food where majority of South Africans are going hungry. So where is the fairness in that?
Ah, thank you. I actually hadn't considered that. I can't be having ibilibox when I'm out here sick, right?
Exactly. There's sugar and spices and all these things.
Yeah. Lesicha in Midrand. Lesicha? Hello.
Listen to your message. Press 2.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on now.
Lesicha knows.
So let me just tell you, Lesicha is actually a former prisoner. But now that his line is like this, I think he's calling us from Pagazi, Tanzania.
Hey,
I think he's calling us from Pagazi inside.
All right, no, let's get Lesicha on, man.
Yeah, please.
If you compare the food that's being provided for school children compared to what's being provided in prisons, it's far different. Schools don't even get half of what prisoners get. I mean, prisoners get bread every day. Each person gets a full loaf. They get a full meal, full breakfast. And school children don't even get half of that. So what's the luxury for, you know? Like, I don't understand. It's not even just good nutrition. It's luxury. Half of the population don't even get to eat that kind of food every day.
Now, here's the thing with South Africa, and it's really just a problem everywhere, right? Is that when we have a discussion such as this one, then we tend to make comparisons like, oh man, you know, the comparison you just made now, which is a valid one. It's not to say that prisoners' food should get downgraded. It's that the food that we feed children should just be better. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Way more, yeah.
That's what the nub of the issue is. We've got Lesicha on the line now in Midrand. How's it going, Lesicha?
I'm good. And how are you, Sizze?
I'm well, thank you. Please tell us your story.
Sizze, people must stop lying to you guys saying in prison there is a good life, there's a nice life. They're eating this, they're eating that, they've got what. There's nothing like that.
So what is it like?
That are heading in there.
Yeah,
they get in there in a wrong way. They're not just getting them like the way you think. They're having the cell phone. They're getting in there in a wrong way. Breakfast, they give you a half of a boiling egg, a half without salt. Believe in me, sugar. They give you a very cold tea, a half a cup. Those people saying there is nice life there. If you are a real man, you can never wish to go back in there. Saying you'll have a good education whatsoever. There's nothing like this.
Okay, so tell me this. So what do you have for lunch, Lesicha? We've heard what you have for breakfast, half an egg, half tea.
Okay,
lunch?
The half a lunch can be a half a drumstick, not a full drumstick. They give you half a drumstick with a unsalty grape and it very, very, very small portion. Very, very small portion. There's nothing called this huge lunch and whatsoever.
Okay, but the drumstick with what? Man. It can't be a drumstick alone. Hold on, let me ask. With what? What else?
With a grain. Nothing. They can never give you a beetroot or coleslaw or whatsoever.
Not even a sink, like not even pap. You try to tell me who's with that half a drumstick.
In the morning, they give you like half a quarter bread with a half boiling egg. You eat it with a cold tea, then it's fine. You're going to eat lunch there, maybe some with depending what they give us. If it's a bit like a very, very small piece of meat, very, very small, which you can just chew it once, then you're done. Then you must have those things.
And then lastly, for supper, what do you have?
Supper, it depends. Maybe rice, a very dry rice. Then give us with a hadata, half a drumstick. Then you eat, then it's done. You go to sleep. There's okay. nothing good life in there. There's nothing. People must apply to people out there and say, no, come to prison. You're going to have a good life. You will always remember at home that I should be enjoying this at right. home, not this what I'm eating in here.
Thank you, Lesicha.
I was there. I'm saying what I know.
Thank you very much, Lesicha.
Sharp, Lesicha.
Sharp.
Hey, look at what Lesicha.
Half a drumstick.
Pesgwesich.
No, but I believe it.
But how do you cut half a drumstick?
So we've got a caller on the line, Edwin, who wants to dispute one caller that we had who said that he had been in prison. And as a result, he feels like there was misinformation. Edwin, how's it going?
All right, and you, man?
I am well, thank you.
Mm.
So what's your story to share?
What Lesicha has just said is true, but it differs.
Okay.
There is people that are on trial.
Yes.
There is people that have been already sentenced with those orange overalls.
Yes.
So the treatment years might not be the same. But mm-hmm. those who are on trial, there's a different category. The treatment there is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because the food that they're getting then is absolutely, you know, not to, up to standard.
Yes.
Like I said, in the morning they'll get maybe two slices of brown bread. Very cold. They call it chapkop.
Hmm.
They call it chapkop. And then with a bit of a syrup or a jam, half a teaspoon on that.
Hmm.
So with a coffee or tea, like I was saying, then if you have to get a tea, it's a chance match for you to get that because they release people according to the floors.
Mm.
If you are on maybe one or two floors, you'll be able to get that tea. But maybe from three upwards, it's different. What the guys do there, they take all the sheet that they use to sleep or whatever, they make sort of a rope
yes.
to go down and get tea with the 2 liters, whatever. Something like that. But with the people that are being sentenced, the treatment is, you know, 100%. They get in the toothpaste. The food there is up to standard. They eat potatoes, pumpkins, the rice, and all those other stuff.
Wow.
So, like I said, what the fisher is saying is way different compared to the people that have already been sentenced. So maybe on this side, he was on the trial list. So because the treatment is bad in terms of food.
Okay. Thank you very much for that clarity, Edwin.
Okay, then.
Okay.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.